The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate, Florida. It is a beautiful, bright Wednesday morning, a little on the overcast side. And joining me up in Boca Raton at the WWNN studios is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
How are you today?
I am doing very, very well and very excited to have a discussion about all the different topics today that are going to be so supportive of all of our listeners' good health. And just a reminder for our listeners that we have a special guest lined up for tomorrow. Mark Kaler will be with me, and he will be talking about mushroom wisdom. So, exciting news for today and a great guest for tomorrow.
Without a doubt. I would like to remind our listeners that you are available for the consultations free here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you can just take a moment, Janet, let our listeners know the hours that you're available. And you are available here 6 days a week to try to accommodate all the people working different hours or part-time situations or full-time situations or caregiver situations. So the best thing they can do is write down the information that you're going to let them know about right now.
Okay. And so hopefully all of our listeners who might want to come in and have a consult with me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location in Margate, they have their papers and pens ready. Monday and Tuesday, I am available from 9 to 5. Wednesday and Thursday, the other end of the day, 1 to 7 in the evening. So after people finish with work, I am at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center until 7. On Friday, even later, I work from 4 till 8. And on Saturday, from 12 to 5. So I'll go through that quickly again. Monday and Tuesday, 9 to 5. Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 7. Friday, 4 to 8. Saturday, 12 to 5.
I think you've covered all the hours where people can make adjustments to their schedule to come in and visit with you and talk to you about any health concerns or health challenges that they may be facing, or if they have a family member or a friend that is facing similar situations. And the best thing to do, of course, is whoever is facing the health challenge, come in with the person and speak to Janet and let her guide you and coach you as to what some of the things that you should be doing to help put you in a better homeostasis for your body. So, again, those are the hours, and we'll keep reminding people about those hours. Right now, Janet, I know you have a laundry list or a long list of different topics, and I think they're all apropos because these are all conditions that people have come to you, have come into the store to find out more about how they can solve those problems. And the first topic that we're going to discuss this morning is the issue of psoriasis. And maybe we can just take a moment and explain what is psoriasis.
Well, there is, I'm going to say, a little bit of disagreement in the medical community. Is it an allergic reaction? Is it an autoimmune disease? And to truly understand it, those two definitions, in my view, are very, very closely related. So psoriasis is certainly an inflammatory disease. So when we talk about any kind of inflammatory disease, there are some basics that I would highly recommend for people. And if you don't have success with the first brand of these particular items that you, you don't have the success you're looking for, keep in mind that for one reason or another, sometimes different brands are utilized in different pathways in your body. So don't necessarily think, and I'm thinking of turmeric in particular, don't necessarily think that if you've tried turmeric or curcumin, you haven't gotten the successes you're looking for, that it isn't for you. I sometimes talk about using it in a different manner, using it in different combinations, as well as trying different brands. So reducing inflammation, certainly the research that we have on turmeric and the specific extract that is active in reducing inflammation is curcumin. So you can think about New Chapter's Zyflamend, a complete profile of ingredients that has not only the curcumin, but also ginger and other supportive immune balancing ingredients that will help to reduce inflammation. Of course, again, looking at the inflammation reducing approaches, omega-3 fish oils. And then from my perspective, the skin cells that are part of a psoriatic plaque, those skin cells are turning over much more rapidly than is the normal rate of turnover for skin cells. So two very important vitamins that are helpful in regulating turnover of skin cells, vitamin A. Vitamin A is critically important for your skin, the health of your skin, has been acknowledged for years and years and years. Then vitamin D. Vitamin D, again, a regulator of skin cell turnover. So for psoriatic issues, outbreaks, you certainly want to address stress because that seems to be an initiator of some of the outbreaks. You want to take a look at hormones and then those nutrients that I just mentioned.
Janet, are there conditions or different categories of psoriasis? And is psoriasis something that is caused or starts internally or something external?
Well, the answer to that question, in my opinion, would be an individual's being observant of when an outbreak is worsened. And so possibly, and this is just an example, the intake of gluten-containing grains, not just wheat, but other grains, could be an initiator. As I mentioned, stress could be an initiator, and extreme hormone imbalance can be an initiator. So the stress and the hormone imbalance actually are connected. So the stress takes a toll on your thyroid and adrenals. A thyroid and adrenal dysfunction could ultimately have an impact on other hormones. So it is, in my view, an individual situation about what is the initiator.
All right, my next question in the same vein of thought is, what role does the liver play in psoriasis?
It's a huge function, because if there are inflammatory components that are isolated in your blood, the function of the liver is to create an enzyme that disables those inflammatory components that are in your bloodstream. And in disabling those components, then there is a little bit of pressure on excretory function. So removing those inflammatory particles, getting them out of your body. So once again, liver and colon chemistry, because if your colon chemistry is not very nicely supported, then the ability of the liver to get those inflammatory particles out of your body is impaired.
All right, so basically, if a person is concerned or has a continual psoriasis problem, your first thing that people should do is look at the food intake.
I would very highly recommend that. And certainly what we need to look at would be genetically modified organisms. So moving more and more and more toward, number one, an organic diet. Number two, a grain-free diet for a given period of time. This doesn't have to be for the rest of your life, and it doesn't have to be an absolute 100% commitment. There are just different ways of approaching this. And the response to those changes, removing the exposure to pesticides and herbicides, because those chemicals, again, can create inflammation.
All right, so when a person that receives or gets psoriasis and they trying to fight it, the first thing they do is probably go to the doctor, an allopathic physician, and he may prescribe for them a ointment or a gel or something topically that would go on the skin. And at that particular point, if it doesn't work, it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to determine that. And then they go back to the doctor, and he may prescribe a different topical treatment. Mainstream physicians today are looking or are going towards what they were taught in medical school, and the majority of them do not know nutrition. So if someone comes to you and the first sign, you tell them about food, that eating the proper food or less grains or no grains would be the first thing that you want to do. At that particular point, are there any isolated specific supplements that you would start them on?
Well, with a physician, what very often mainstream medicine will do is recommend a steroid cream. And those steroids, a topical application of a steroid, is extremely efficient, and it will get the outbreak under control relatively quickly. However, it doesn't get to the cause. So working with a physician is an excellent choice dealing with the psoriatic outbreak. And so you use that approach very efficiently. And then along with that, you're trying to get, from a holistic perspective, you're trying to get to the cause, not just control the symptom. And as I mentioned, things like Zyflamend with the curcumin, with the ginger, Boswellia, that threesome combination is extremely effective at reducing inflammation. Then omega-3 fatty acids, particularly EPA, in controlling inflammation. And then from there, there would be a variety of different approaches depending on the individual.
I hear music.
And so here at the WNN studio, I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And keep in mind, they're open now, so come on in and see the incredible prices at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center and stay with us. Oh, we have more health supporting information to come.
Shop today for your gluten-free. Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour here in Margate. And joining me at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. And the topic that we started the show with is a topic that a lot of people have been faced with over the years, and that's psoriasis. And it's very difficult sometimes to really attack the problem properly. Most people go to the allopathic physician, and they prescribe different creams and ointments and gels, and possibly even, as Janet pointed out, a steroid that may solve some of the problem. But for some reason, the situation keeps coming back. And that is probably one of the most discouraging things that people face, is when they go back to the physician and say, it worked for a couple of weeks, but then it came back. And what are some of the other things that you had mentioned, Janet, with respect to helping people clean their bodies, cleanse their bodies of the possible impurities that may have been causing the psoriasis in the first place?
Well, those items would very much focus on liver and colon health. And so a real basic would be aloe vera. So using aloe vera 2 or 3 times a day on a regular basis. First of all, it will help to reduce overall systemic inflammatory processes. It will help to regulate them so you're not having an abnormally intense inflammatory reaction to exposure to certain things. It will help the liver get rid of accumulated debris that may have been damaged by free radicals, and in getting rid of that oxidative debris, once again, you normalize and support liver function. When you do some of those things with the aloe vera, the quality of the bile is enhanced, and with that quality bile, you're going to have better breakdown of metabolic debris, and you're going to begin the process of enhancing the colon chemistry. And of course, you want dealing with psoriasis, this is an issue where you would want a therapeutically active probiotic formula. And there is a wide array of those therapeutic probiotics available at Save-A-Lot. And then after you have essentially conquered the issue, there are just maintenance types of probiotics. So it's very important, in my view, to get guidance about what is the appropriate choice for a liver support and for a probiotic. Now Foods has a liver cleanser and regenerator product that is extremely comprehensive and very, very effective. So there are so many different approaches that people can use that are supportive of liver function and enhancing of colon chemistry.
Well, and as you pointed out, I think the major issue with most people is compliance. Without the compliance on a daily basis, it's very difficult to clear any condition in the body if you don't follow a protocol. And I think that's why you and your position, Janet, are so vitally important to people, because you're like a coach to them, and they come and see you on a regular basis, and you may question them as to how the program is going, and they may admit the fault that they don't comply every day. And this is where people run into problems. They have to comply with a program in order to solve the health issue that they came in to see you with. And you make it very easy, because you don't bombard them with 100 different items to take all at one time or over a period of a day. You do it gradually and slowly to where they can totally understand why they're doing it and how effective it can be. And then they see the results in a couple of weeks, they're willing to continue on. But their part has to be the compliance part. And with an issue like psoriasis, that could last for years and years. Is that been your experience, that people can carry it with them for that many years?
That is actually true, that for some people, they have a greater leeway, not necessarily to be 100% compliant with the recommendations with regard to diet and supplement program. However, there are other people that have such a high sensitivity and reactivity to changes in their body chemistry that it is critically important that they adhere to a program in a very focused manner. It's interesting because people may say, okay, well, I'm all over that and I don't need these supplements anymore. It's interesting how many times I do get to hear that. Well, I didn't think I needed it anymore. I was just fine. And I say, well, we need to modify, kind of tweak your program sometimes, and that program will continue to achieve the results you're looking for. But sometimes if you stop a program abruptly, you go right back to, unfortunately, to your starting point. So it's important to have compliance. One of the things that I talk to people about, they'll come back to me and they'll say, you made such a difference. It was fabulous. I have such incredible results. And of course, that makes me feel wonderful. But I throw it right back to them that if they had not followed the program, they would not have achieved the results. So it is actually a partnership.
Well, I think that we covered the topic of psoriasis very well. And I think that people, if you are listening to the show and you have a situation such as psoriasis or a skin condition that may not be diagnosed as psoriasis, but maybe something else, I think it's important that you stop in and see Janet. She's here 6 days a week, and I'm sure she can coach you and guide you as to how you can solve the problem. And tied in with that, you mentioned food as being a contributory problem when people have psoriasis. The major problem comes to the issue of GMO, or genetically modified organisms. And there was a poll taken with people responding to whether or not they would use organic foods over genetically modified foods. And genetically modified foods come from plants, they come from animals, microorganisms, in which their DNA has been altered by technology. And it's a, I guess the word is a freaky kind of food. Is that what it comes down to, Janet?
I think that's an excellent description. Freaky food, weird food. Because, you know, when you think about altering genes, that is a situation that we as humans and for the researchers, you have no idea how that genetic alteration will affect the next generation and the following numbers of generations. We have no clue. So we are being subjected to the most incredible genetic experiment, and it's truly an experiment that humans have been exposed to ever in the history of the human race. And I might sound a little hysterical about this, but oh my goodness, people have no idea. And it so puzzles me that these huge corporations who are at the background of this experiment, Monsanto, DuPont, Bayer, Syngenta, all of those companies, yes, they stand to make a lot of money. And yes, the chemical companies producing the pesticides and herbicides, they stand to make a lot of money. But these people are eating the food, too. They're part of the experiment. It's weird food.
Well, that's a great description of it. And in the survey they did, women care more about the food they're eating than men do. And since women do most of the shopping, I think, bringing in food into the house, they would probably be the person that would make a determination when they go supermarket shopping or grocery shopping or wherever they get it from, determine what foods they're going to bring in to feed their family. And this is where the issue comes in, and we've been speaking about this for many, many years, that your best source of foods is still organic foods. And that would include in different areas, whether it be meat, whether it be fish, whether it be vegetables, whether it be fruit. There are so many different choices you can make today. And I think that the more people that are aware of what they're putting into their bodies, the easier it's going to be for them to make the proper choice. And you certainly want to stay away from the freaky kind of foods that are not really natural. They weren't grown by themselves. They were injected with chemicals to make them do something other than what they were supposed to do. And if you can keep this in mind when you walk around the supermarket to do your shopping, that you want to look for organic products wherever possible. You want to look for free-range products. You want to look for wild-caught fish. And I know, Janet, you do a lot of cooking, and you're very proud of what you do cook. And I know that you're an organic shopper, and you like organic foods. Is there any way to indoctrinate people into doing this? But before you answer that, I know we're coming up on an intermission. So why don't we hold that until we come back?
And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate as we speak. And we will be right back with more important information supporting your good health. Stay tuned. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour here in Margate. And right now I'm broadcasting from the Save a Lot Center, and I'm in Janet's office where she would normally meet people, and she is here 6 days a week. And I'd like to give our listeners a reminder as to the hours that she is here. So Monday and Tuesday, you hear from 9 to 5, Janet.
Right.
And Wednesday and Thursday, you hear from 1
to 7.
And then Friday from 4 to 8, and Saturday 12 to 5.
Right.
Well, I got the hours down pat now, I think.
Okay, good. It took me a while.
We're getting people to, you know, want to know when you're going to be here. And they call on the phone, and we can give them the proper information so that they can come in and see you. The issue we were speaking about was genetically modified foods. And just so people know, here at the Save a Lot Center, we do not sell any perishable foods. We do not sell produce. We do not sell dairy. We do not sell frozen foods, meat, fish, or anything of that nature. We do sell our organic groceries that are packaged, and we only sell organic groceries. We do not sell conventional groceries, and we do not cheat to anybody's benefit on putting in a product that would be questionable. I'd rather not carry a product that's questionable than have people come back to me in a month and say, this product was not good. So we only carry organic foods, and again, they're packaged. Our prices are extremely low. I think you'll find that the prices that we've established here for organic groceries fall below if you're going to buy one and get one free. That's how low they are. The supplement program that we have, we feature many different national brands, as you heard on the commercial prior to us coming back on the air. And we only deal with national brands. We don't deal with obscure brands. We don't deal with brands you may not have heard of. These are all national brands that are well familiar. And the nice thing is that when you come in to Save-A-Lot, we have a great staff of people to help you find whatever product you're looking for. And we make it easy because we brand block the products, meaning that if you're coming looking for Jarrow products or Life Extension products, they're all together in one area. You can't miss them. And if you have trouble locating it, one of our staff will be more than happy to help you. And if for some reason we do not carry the product, we'll be more than happy to bring it in for you in the brand that we sell. There are several brand companies that we do not sell, and the reason we don't sell them is because the companies did not permit us to sell at the prices that we established. We want to offer the best, lowest possible price. That's why the EDLP comes into play for any particular product that we have on the shelf. So there are some companies that you'll find that we do not stock. And the reason we don't stock them is because we cannot sell them low enough, according to the company, that would upset the apple cart, so to speak. It would not be fair to other retailers who want to make more profit. We're not so much interested in the final result of profit. We all are. Profit is the motivation behind going into business. But there's a degree as to what profitability is reasonable. And that's what we operate on, a reasonable profitability. We don't look to rape people on prices. We don't adjust prices up and down based upon a sale we may be running. So everything is at EDLP, everyday low prices. And Janet, with the issue of organic foods, before we went on the break, I had mentioned that you're a good cook and you like to cook with organic. How do you get people interested in looking for the organic foods rather than conventional?
Well, I do talk about taste, and very often when you move into an organic realm, the taste sensation is dramatically more remarkable. It's more pleasing. It's more distinct. And so that is one approach. And the other approach is I really do talk to people about the unknown dangers associated with commercial products that have been genetically modified. And the only way we are able to 100% assure ourselves that the product is not genetically modified, not contaminated with pesticide or herbicide chemicals, is to choose organic. And so one of the approaches, I tell people that this is a gradual process. You don't have to switch your shopping habits overnight, but step by step you make different choices. And one of the first choices that I suggest making the move to organic is with eggs. And the reason that I choose eggs is because very often people can see the difference with the color of the yolk. When you look at commercially available egg brands and you see the color of the yolk, it is a pale yellow color. And that's what people have come to expect, how their eggs are going to look. But the truth of the matter is, when you have a really health supporting egg, organically raised with high quality feed to the chicken, and the chicken is free range, and the chicken is properly bred without hormones, the yolk of the egg from that particular chicken is dramatically different in color. It is a deep golden orange color. And the taste of that egg is dramatically different. So organic eggs. And that's the price differential might seem remarkable, but in the scheme of things with the eggs, that's a reasonable place to start. After that start, I do recommend using organic nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds give you the whole profile of nutrients. You get fiber, you get carbohydrate, you get quality fat, and you get protein. So that is a very health-supporting food choice because it gives you that whole profile of nutrition. And when you're taking in all of those components, you don't want them to be genetically altered. You don't want them to be contaminated because each one of those four components works so importantly in your body. So those are two places to start. And very gradually, when you experience the change in taste sensation, that is a motivator to make a change step by step in other areas as well.
Well, I think that's a very good start, no question about it. Along the lines of food, Janet, I don't know if you think back many years ago, probably more than 20 years ago, you used to see a lot of commercials for margarine. And people that cooked always found a way to cook with margarine. And butter was around a lot longer than margarine. But yet people were switched over to margarine based upon the advertising that was done by the commercials that people saw on TV. And it gave butter a bad rap. I'm a butter lover. I love butter. And I do not use margarine. I would never use margarine. But maybe you can explain to the listeners, Janet, why margarine is so dangerous to the body.
Okay, margarine is an artificially constructed substance. So they're taking a liquid fat, a fat that is liquid at room temperature, and they are chemically altering that fat by adding carbon molecules to that fat, and so it becomes a solid. And so they're adding hydrogen molecules to that fat. So what you have is a change in the molecular structure. So here you are consuming something that a fat that your liver has never been exposed to before. And so the liver's response is to create enzymes, and certain number of enzymes will be able to break down a certain amount of that margarine fat, but will not be able to 100% break it down and metabolize it. So there is fat debris that is left over. And if you want to be supportive of your brain, your hormones, your heart, your circulation, and your liver, you don't want fatty debris left over. And I have to say that yes, I saw all those commercials, and you're going to take care of your heart. And I remember the little heart insignias on the packages of margarine in the grocery store. And I never made the switch. And, you know, it isn't that I had so much different education, but I just thought, butter has been part of the human nutrient intake for hundreds and hundreds of years. And this is something that is naturally produced from dairy fat. And the margarine comes out of a factory somewhere, and it has been chemically altered. And just thinking about that difference made me very much stick with the butter. And, of course, how it tasted had a little bit of an impact as well.
Well, the other point with butter is you always want to look for organic because, again, you're dealing with issues with hormones that could have been in the butter that would give you cause for alarm, whereas in organic butter, you know there's no chemicals in there. And it's probably the best way to use butter is to buy an organic butter. And I know that it does come either unsalted or salted, depending upon your preference. But if you're going to cook and you want to use butter, try and use the organic. But, of course, there are other venues that you can use, such as olive oil. And there are organic olive oils, and there are what they call extra virgin olive oils. Do you have any preference on that, Janet?
I certainly would choose organic olive oil, and there are different stores available where you can taste different olive oils, and you might develop a preference for one particular brand or another. There is research from an olive-growing area in southwestern Greece, and that research shows that this olive oil from that particular area is significantly important with regard to reducing your risk of heart and circulatory disease. Then if you think about the northern Mediterranean coast, Spain, the south of France, Italy, Sicily, the olive oils from that area of the world have varying different subtleties of taste. Absolutely delicious.
Well, I know we're coming up on another intermission, but I wanted to follow up on something we were speaking about this week, and that's the issue of cancer.
Okay, so to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking today with Mr. L. Foreman, and he is, as we speak, in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. I will be at the Save a Lot Center from 1 to 7 today, and I hope some of our listeners come in and see me. Stay tuned, more to come.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655. The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour here in Margate. And today, Janet and I are speaking about a variety of different situations that people come across every day of the week. And the main issue, of course, is helping people improve their health and lead a very, very long, healthy life that they can be very, very happy with and proud of. And we spoke this week about the diagnosis of cancer, which, in my opinion, is probably the worst diagnosis that people can ever hear from a doctor or oncologist. And just to go a little bit further into it, Janet, on the email that you sent, it says cancer cases rose 33% worldwide in the past 10 years. In 2015, there were 17.5 million diagnoses and 8.7 million deaths in the world from the cancer disease. And the rise in cancer cases was mainly due to population aging and growth, in addition to the changes in age-specific cancer rates, according to the Global Burden of Disease Cancer in a collaboration study. The lifetime risk of developing cancer was 1 in 3 for men and 1 in 4 for women. That's a pretty high ratio, Janet.
It's a very high ratio and a very sad statistic to have to discuss. And I go back to probably a more than 20-year-old book published, written by Dr. Samuel Epstein, who was a professor in a medical school in the Midwest. And his book was called The Politics of Cancer. So 20, 25 years ago, here is a medical school professor, a researcher, a highly esteemed figure in the medical community, and he is essentially blowing the whistle on the medical community manipulating cancer literally as a source of income. So this is an area where keeping in mind that your doctor is meant to treat disease is a very important perspective to have, because the medical community is not in the business of prevention, but you, as the owner of your body, you are the one in the business of prevention. Should you run into any specific health diagnosis, yes, you consult the medical community. But with regard to prevention, with regard to health and well-being, it is you who are at the helm.
That's a very good point, Janet. That we control our own destiny and our own health. And the most disturbing thing to me is when you hear about a child with cancer. And I often wonder how kids that are 1, 2, 3, 4 years old can develop cancer. It just blows my mind.
Well, when you think about the potential hormone imbalances that the prospective mom may have, when you think about different food components that may be part of her daily routine prior to becoming pregnant. If you think about both the potential mother and father, their consumption of alcohol, their consumption of sugar, their consumption of artificial sweeteners and genetically modified foods. And this discussion absolutely relates back to genetically modified foods, because the issue of fertility with regard to consumption of genetically modified organisms is very well established. So it's important for, in my view, for both men and women who are considering starting a family, who are considering pregnancy, to absolutely consult with a knowledgeable individual to give them the kind of information about what they need to eliminate from their diets, what they need to be very focused on including in their diets. And that is supportive of a healthy offspring.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that makes the most sense as far as how kids can develop cancer at such a young, early age. And it goes back, to, as you pointed out, to what the women are putting into their bodies as well as the men, because it takes two to make a baby. People can't make them by themselves. They have to make it with a partner. And when you think about the causes, it only enhances the reason why people should be more wary of what they're putting into their bodies. And it's so difficult sometimes to get the message out where people try to ignore it, or they put it in the back of their brains and say, well, this is what my parents did. And that may be, but those were different days. And when you think about the days that you and I grew up, Janet, the food products that we ate were food. They weren't genetically modified. They were pure foods. And when you sat down and had a piece of fish or a piece of meat, you knew that it was quality food that you were putting in for your body. But today you can be misled, and I guess the word I'm looking for is not only misled, but sabotaged as to what you're putting in for your body by what people are putting in for sale in the supermarkets and grocery stores. So again, it all goes back to reading and understanding what it is you're putting into your body. This is something that you can deal with on a regular basis with many different people, as you've done over the years, Janet. And you give them good coaching, good guidance, and you want to make them understand the benefits of doing everything properly so that you can raise children in a healthy way, in a healthy manner, and disease-free. Because it's really a shame when you look at, like Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital, with all those kids that are laying there with all different types of cancers, you really wonder how they got there. And you just answered the question how they did get there. And that stems from, again, the parents of what they put into their body. I know over the years you've coached many people in how they can get pregnant, how they can create children. And I guess that's where it all starts, right? What they put into their body.
Certainly crucially important, and I always recommend to an individual mom considering becoming pregnant, make sure that you're taking your prenatal vitamins way before conception. So probably in the range of 6 to 8 months before attempting pregnancy, make sure that you're using your prenatal vitamins. One of the important things, as we discussed, using organic foods, because that genetically modified food does have a negative impact on fertility, conception, and healthy pregnancy and healthy offspring. And then, of course, you want to absolutely minimize your exposure to sugar and artificial sweeteners. When your insulin levels are high, your fasting insulin levels are high, it's important to understand that that interferes with normal function of so many different systems of your body. So using high quality EPA DHA fish oil, so reducing inflammation and supporting immune function. And I, before we run out of time, I just want to say that tomorrow I'll be speaking with Mark Kaler of Mushroom Wisdom. And then on the 14th of December, following along on this discussion with regard to cancer risks, and I'll be speaking with Neil Levin of Now Foods. So lots of really high quality information coming up.
And on the 16th and 17th, we're going to have a demonstration in store on the cell shield, which is the way to protect the body from cancer from cell phones. And I know that's been a major topic over the years for many, many people. So we'll get more into that on the 16th and 17th. We've got some great shows coming up, Janet. You have a good rest of the morning, and we will look forward to seeing you here at 1 o'clock today until 7.
Okay, and to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be at the center from 1 to 7 today. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.